Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We gave you the sounds of Naledi Shwe Shwe speaking tongues. And the time now, 29 minutes, just before 1. And Yama family, I mentioned that when we come back from Naledi Shwe Shwe's song, I will be talking to Danny van Lochrenberg. Oh, Danny, your surname, van Lochrenberg, the founder and CEO of Child Protection Hotline, and Dana Rowland, who is the COO right at the Child Protection Hotline. Now, let me start by mentioning, as I said earlier, the I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline are offering free counseling services specifically for our young people. And this initiative aims to provide counseling services by trained and experienced counselors when needed. And the service is accessible through a simple WhatsApp text, a call, or SMS. Let me greet Danny and Dana. Hi, Danny. Hi, Dana. How are you guys? Uh-oh. Let's check your audio. You're not coming through. All right. Okay. Whilst we're still tackling that, let's do this.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is Forever Jones. He wants it all. And the time now, 27 minutes to 1.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to I Am Youth. Youth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Forever Jones this afternoon. He wants it all. I am back again with Danny and Dana. Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Dana, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
I'm good. Wow, we are back at it again, talking about the free youth counseling. Can you take us back to what inspired the partnership between the I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline to offer free counseling services for our young people? Danny?
Well, I think what inspired that was there was an opportunity for us to have a conversation with your teams, both Radio Pulpit and I Am Youth, to have a conversation in how are we going to reach more of the youth? How are we going to speak to them? How are we going to make sure that they are okay? And at that moment, one of the ideas that your station played with was to have a counseling option available to people that don't know where to go. Mm. And because you obviously are a media brand, you've got way more exposure. And luckily for me, this beautiful lady to my left, in a meeting with Given and your station, and Given obviously is from I Am Youth, had the brainwave to say, but listen, maybe seeing that you guys want to offer something like that, and we already offer something similar, just not on that scale, maybe we can do that together. And then when people don't know where to go, don't know where to ask for help, they can maybe just knock. And, you know, there's a lovely book that says if you knock, the door will be open. And, I think that was the start of a beautiful relationship.
Wow. Let me start with the beautiful lady on your left, Dana Rowland. Dana, can you share with us your own personal convictions or experiences that have made the work that you do so important to you? Then Danny will answer after you.
Most definitely. So I think personally going, you know, to school and experiencing, you know, different personalities all mixing together, it's bound to happen that you're going to have conflicts that come up and not everyone is going to get on. And I think there's this expectation that when you go to school, you'll make friends and everyone should just get on with it, you know, and it doesn't quite work that way.
Yeah.
And we were at a school this morning, for instance, and I had a young girl, she's in grade 8, and, you know, she said to me, oh, my friends are concerned because I'm changing. And I said to her, you know, are you changing to fit in with a different kind of crowd? And that's why your original friends are getting a bit concerned. And she admitted to that and said, yes, you know.
Mm.
So I think for everyone going through something like a school setup or even a work setup, you know, you are bound to find someone who is going to bully someone else because mm-hmm. of differences in personalities or differences in, you know, traits and interests. So mm-hmm. personally, yes, I was bullied. And I think that's why it's so close to my heart. And I think everyone has sometime or another gone through something and had an altercation or a confrontation with someone due to difference.
Right. And Danny, what about you, your personal convictions and experiences?
Well, I think one of the things growing up is there are times that you're going to be alone. It's good to sometimes be alone. It's good to sometimes stand up for what is right and then having everybody else form against you. But I think what you realize in those moments is that you're actually not alone. It feels alone because we don't speak and we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of individuals that feel the same way. And this is an opportunity for people to say, I'm not okay. And then when they think they're the only one in the world that's not okay at that moment, that the only one in the world struggling with X, Y, Z, to then realize, but no, wait, there's a lot of people that struggle with the same thing. There's a lot of people that struggle with addiction. A lot of people struggle with mental health. A lot of people struggle with depression. And that's how you learn how, you know, things happen. I one day sat in a sermon and the pastor was sharing with the church mm. about David's struggle with depression.
Mm.
And then you realize if he can be used so greatly, I remember afterwards speaking to a few people and they it made it feel like there's hope. And
yeah.
I think that's exactly what we want to offer is there is hope. Please don't give up because it feels heavy because there's a lot of people that have carried that heavy before you.
Mm.
And there's a way to cope. I mean, one of the kids that spoke to me this morning literally asked for that. How do I cope?
Sure.
And we can chat about that.
Yeah. So, Danny, how do you ensure that quality and qualified and trained counselors are the ones providing the free counseling services to our young people?
So the most important thing is that we do take them through a screening process.
Mm.
So Dana's quite strict. She always asks for police clearance, CVs, and all of that, and then obviously offers her training because the mental health department is more her baby than mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she does it is by offering, making sure that they are screened, making sure that we have communication with them.
Mm.
Because we do in this office sometimes talk, and Dana would say, listen, we've got this new counselor that really, really wants to help. But after speaking to this counselor, I do not think they would be able to help because they might be struggling through a personal process in that
mm.
moment.
Mm.
They might have lost a parent quite recently.
Mm.
And then they won't be able to cope with some of the trauma that other people bring to the table. And then we have those chats, and then after that, she still gets us to make the final call, but then we have those discussions, and then we make sure that the people that do counsel are trained or qualified and
all
also
right.
are able to assist, and that they're also in the top of their game. I mean, we all know, I'm sure you've come into studio some days, and you're like, let's set this place on fire, because you could just feel the Holy Spirit burning
mm.
inside,
mm.
and then there are days like, I didn't sleep last night. I had a difficult night with
mm.
my kids.
Mm.
I'm not actually in a good space. I'm going to do this, but I'm going to kind of go, you know, mind over matter. I'm just going to go through the motions. And
mm.
so, yeah, we do make sure that the kids or the people, not just the children, but the young people, the youngsters that come to us through this hotline are getting the best possible assistance
mm.
available.
Wow. Let me take a moment and recognize Rachel and Kimberly Villani. Thank you so much for joining us and choosing us as your number one radio station. Dana, I heard that you're very strict.
Yeah. Dana's looked it, but I think in this field, you have to be strict.
Yeah. But now, our young people love confidentiality, especially with some of the issues that they're going through. Sometimes they don't want their parents to know about them, nor their peers or teachers to find out about these. So what measures are in place to guarantee the confidentiality of our young people who seek counseling services?
So I think confidentiality is quite a sensitive one because, you know, in any counseling process that you enter into, you have to have confidentiality between you and the counselor. And I think the lines are a little bit blurred, you know, when it comes to minors, because parents should have to consent on behalf of the minor to receive counseling.
Mm-hmm.
That is the normal process, is that we'll send a consent form, mum and dad or your guardian that's looking after you will then sign that off to say, you know, we give permission for the stranger to make contact with you and to assist you. But in certain cases, you know, we've got some that come in where a child can't get consent from mum and dad or their guardian because they're being abused by mum and dad. So what do we do then? Do we turn the child away because they can't give consent? We can't do that. But then the consent ties into the confidentiality. So confidentiality, I think, stays between the client, whether that be a minor or an adult, and the counsellor. But in certain extremes, confidentiality has to be broken. I mean, the right to life trumps the right to confidentiality in any and all cases. If you are a danger to yourself, if you are a danger to the greater public, then unfortunately we need to save a life as opposed to save a reputation in an instance such as that.
Then tell us about the approach that you have taken to ensure that the counseling services are also accessible to young people in all parts of South Africa.
Well, what we try and do, obviously, excluding these kind of interviews, which is amazing, is we also do quite a lot of social media posts. We also, at every single school that we visit, we share the number with them. And we actually share a website with them, and on that website, the number is available.
Okay.
And their website is ineedhelp.co.za. So it's as easy as ineedhelp.co.za. And then they go onto the website, and then they get our child protection number, they get our counseling number up there. So it's about taking this number everywhere so that the kids or the teachers or the parents, because all of them have access to it, that need that kind of counseling, has access to it. So it's not hidden. We're proud about it. We did a beautiful post yesterday. You guys did an amazing post over the weekend, which I was quite impressed with. I wish I had those creative talents. And it was amazing. It was beautiful. And we shared it. And you know what's amazing? It's sometimes people reach out, not today, a year later, when somebody says, I got this from someone, I just saved it, and then one day I needed it, and it was available and was there. And that's what we need to always keep in mind. Sometimes we need to plant a lot of seeds to have shade in a few years down the line.
All right, Danny, can you repeat the numbers again?
So that number is, I'm first going to share that website with you. So that website again is www.ineedhelp.co.za. And then the number, if you don't want to go onto the website, I'm going to have to read it from the phone. It is 076-037-6345. So 076-037-6345.
Sure. Dana, can you just take me through a process when a young person would call through or would go through, and when they reach out for counseling, what is the process like?
So the process is that the person will make contact with us. That would be either through an SMS, they'll sometimes phone us, or they will send a WhatsApp in most instances, because you know, a lot of individuals nowadays do use WhatsApp. So they'll send a message saying hello or hi or anything like that. We then contact them and send our standardized message saying, hello, this is a counseling hotline. Here is an intake form. Please, can you complete the intake form? And if they are under the age of 18, we then also send a consent form that mom and dad will need to then obviously fill in. Once they've completed those forms, they send it back to us. They review those documents, go through it, see what the case is about. And then we send that accordingly to whichever counselor is A, available, and B, also suits the needs of that specific case. For instance, we've got a lot of clients that reach us and say, I am understanding of English, but I prefer Zulu, for instance. And then we've got counselors that are able to cater to those specific needs. Because it doesn't help to go to a counselor and there's a language barrier or, for instance, a cultural barrier. You're not going to open up. You're not going to relate to your counselor and build trust with your counselor. So we really try and ensure that we're catering to the client's specific needs.
Wow.
And yes, you may start online counseling from there.
Yeah. So, Denny, how can parents and guardians support their children in accessing and benefiting from the counseling services?
Well, I think the main thing, and I'm now speaking as a parent myself, is to have that open dialogue with your children. Have that open dialogue to say, you know what, some things I might not understand and know, and there's people that can assist. And have that open relationship. You know, when I speak at schools, one of the first things I speak to the principals and the management of the school is, if you as a school say, we don't have issues, kids are not going to come with you with those issues because you don't have them. So what do you know about them? You need to open up. For example, I'm a terrible mechanic, but I'm very strong. I can pick up heavy stuff. So if my boy needs to fix a car, I'd be a wrong person to ask. But we need to be honest about that. My boy, that's not my strong point, but we can go somewhere. So I think a way that parents can assist their kids and guardians is by allowing them that openness, that freedom to say, you know what, I'm struggling. And to not judge them, but to allow them that safe space to ask for the help and assistance they need.
Wow. Dana, advice to the parents and guardians?
I think Donnie said it so well. You know, the advice to the parents and guardians would be that it's not that there's something wrong with you. It doesn't make you a bad parent if your child needs a little extra love and TLC somewhere else. You know, and it's to not take it as a personal attack. So in order to really raise your child in an environment that's well-rounded, you need to know where your downfalls are, as Donnie mentioned. And if someone else needs to step in, it doesn't just take one person to raise a child. It takes a whole bunch of individuals working together to raise that child. So to let go a little bit, you know, in a safe, you know, a monitored manner, of course, but let go. Allow your child that freedom to get the help that they need if they do need it. And again, don't take it as a personal attack. It's not on you. You are doing the best that you can possibly do. Sometimes someone else just also needs to help along the way.
And if I just say, you know, when COVID started, I realized I'm a terrible teacher. I was not good. I didn't have the patience. I didn't have any of those skill sets that we sometimes take for granted. I sat with my daughter, and I love her to bits. 5 minutes into the first set of math questions we had to do together, I realized that math comes naturally. To her, not so much. And I wasn't a good teacher. And it was okay in that moment to say,
I need help.
I need help. I need you. The history I can do, the science I can do, but the math I cannot do with her, because I might have to then teach her how to smuggle in calculators into stuff, and that's not what we want.
Oh my. So the number again, is it the same number that is a WhatsApp number and an SMS, and the youth can call the same number, the 076 number, 037?
Yes, 100%. WhatsApp, SMS, and phone call.
Okay.
We are, but we want to say, if you are going to phone that number, it is important to note that we want to take you back to WhatsApp. Why do we want to take you back to WhatsApp? Because that's where we're going to send you your consent forms.
Okay.
Before we have your consent forms, or at least your information so we can open up your case file, we cannot counsel you. So, yes, unfortunately, that is what it is. Because, and why is that important? If I just phone a counseling line and I say, for example, I want to hurt my wife, I'm going to throw her tonight with a brick because I'm upset with her. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to now search for that help and assistance? And that's very unfair to do to one of our counselors. It's also not fair to the person that kind of asked help but didn't really ask help.
Sure.
So people are welcome to give a phone call, but we are then going to divert them back and say, okay, please, we're going to send you, what's your number? We're going to send you a WhatsApp message. In the WhatsApp message, please find attached the forms. If they're under 18, there'll be two forms. If they're over 18, there'll be one form. And that form will be the information. So if then somebody then in a counseling session says, I want to hurt my wife, we've got access to the address, and we know where to send help. As Dana said, the right to life trumps the right to confidentiality.
All
and
right.
That's just important because we do sometimes hear, because that phone travels between all of us, and I've had that phone myself, and then sometimes people do phone, and they're like, I immediately demand counseling now, and then we have to explain, I get that. We can start maybe in 10 minutes, but we just need to quickly go through the protocol, as would be at any normal practice of any other sort. You can't just pitch up, throw a key somewhere and say, somebody fix my car. No, that's my car. That one, here's the key. Please help me.
Wow. You guys go through a lot. You guys go through a lot. May the Lord keep keeping you. Can we repeat the number and the website again?
So the number is 076-037-6345. Mm-hmm. And then you said the website, www.ineedhelp.co.za. And there's no capital letters and there's no spaces in between.
All righty then. Thank you so much, Dana. Thank you, Danny, again for talking to us. All of God's best. I don't think your work is easy. But you can do all things through Christ. Let him keep keeping you and moving you forward. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for the time and opportunity. Bye.
Bye. And yes, my family, we were just talking to Danny and Dana from the Child Protection Hotline. Do remember that I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline are offering free counseling services specifically for our young people. And this initiative aims to provide counseling services by trained and experienced counselors when needed. And these services are accessible through a simple WhatsApp text, a call, or an SMS. And the number 076-037-6345. Alternatively, you can go to the website, which is www.ineedhelp.co.za. No capital letters, no spaces in between. It's ineedhelp.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and a Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.